for my random music fact this week, I decided to talk about the 90s earworm, The Way, by the band Fastball. Now, it's one of those songs that you know if you hear it. But the thing is, like, as many times as I've heard this in the 90s, and I'm sure it's well over 100 times that I've heard this song, I've never known the tragic story behind this song until, I guess, about a few days ago when I read up on it. So for my random music fact, I wanted to tell you my story. So I'm going to clear my voice and give you my best Alan Cross impression. So in this song, Tony Scalzo sings about the unsolved mystery surrounding the deaths of an elderly Texas couple named Layla and Raymond Howard. Layla was 83. Raymond was 88. Every year, they attended an annual fiddling festival about 15 miles from their home. But the year of the tragedy, Layla had begun to show signs of Alzheimer's, and Raymond was recovering from a stroke and a head injury that required surgery. Now, regardless, their minds were made up, and they were going to go to that festival. Out of concern, one of their kids even offered to drive them to the festival, but they were like, nope, we're going to take ourselves. This is our tradition. Well, the day after the festival, it was discovered that they never made it home. So right away, they were reported missing by their children. And then in the time that they were missing, new developments and details had started to come out. A search of their home showed that the two took nothing with them. No extra clothing, no toiletries. They left their pet cat. And a calendar that was in their house was showing February, when in actuality, it was June when they left. And then apparently, I think it was like the next day or maybe 2 days later, 500 miles away from the site of the festival, they were pulled over by a police officer for driving at night with their headlights off. I guess the officer that had pulled them over wasn't previously aware of the missing report. The officer did mention that Layla, who was driving, wasn't able to tell him where they lived. But still, he only gave them a warning about the headlight and then sent them on their way. And then about 3 days later, the two were reportedly spotted at a farmer's market in Arkansas. Now, the tragic part of this story was that they were found 2 weeks later, but sadly, it was in their wrecked vehicle at the bottom of a cliff. And apparently, there weren't any skid marks at the top of the cliff, which indicated that the car hadn't tried to stop or slow down before flying off. So this could mean that they didn't know that the cliff was even there, or that they did and decided not to stop. So during this entire two-week ordeal, Tony Scalzo from Fastball was following it. He was watching regular news updates, reading the paper, and after the gruesome discovery of their vehicle at the bottom of the cliff, he started penning lyrics for The Way. And so this is one of those things that, like, I might be late to the party in terms of actually learning about this song, but The Way by Fastball is one of those songs that I remember hearing a lot in the 90s. I remember liking, for the most part, but never really paid attention to what the song was about. So knowing all that, listening to this song now has a completely new, sort of tragic yet romantic feeling to it. And I think that's what he was going for. Have a listen to it right now. This is Fastball with The Way in the Zone at 91.3.
We made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day. Thank you. one could see the road.